T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I don't know if this is going to make you feel any better, but with all the woes that we felt offensively, you're going in facing off against the San Francisco 49ers team, admittedly at home, but a Niners team that looked a lot better than I thought they would this past weekend, with some young guys stepping in. We'll talk to Tracy Sandler, who covers them at 12, but you have that. And you need to get this offense right if you have any chance of trying to chase the playoffs. If you want to be in that little in-the-hunt graphic that they start putting up here in a few weeks on these television telecasts, the offense needs to come along, and it needs to start immediately. However, this offense is going to be without two big names for it, and that's one, the man who wears number 12, Nico Collins, and then the man who wears number 13, Christian Kirk, because it seems like, or at least it seems that way. We got our first injury report.
Right.
We knew Nico Collins would be on it. He's dealing with a concussion. D'Amico Ryans said that out and out, right? And so we'll see what the concussion protocol is for him. And then Christian Kirk was also on the injury report. And, I mean, look, we'll see what the rest of the week provides, what today's report provides, tomorrow provides. But if this team is indeed without those two guys, knowing what we've seen from this offense, what do they have to work with? What does it look like going into this game?
Well, and first on the injuries, you know, concussion protocol, it's going to have to go way against the grain for Nico Collins to play.
At least for wide receivers, right? Because there have been instances, especially in the more recent iteration of the modern NFL, where we've seen guys come back pretty quickly from concussion.
But they are exceptions. The vast majority miss at least a week.
Agreed. And I think those exceptions often are quarterbacks. We all know where the bread is buttered, right? Yeah. Like, hey, let's get this quarterback out here so people actually want to watch this football game.
Yeah.
And we can go up and down. It feels like they end up being a little bit closer to conservative and safer with it, with wideouts or anybody else in those various other positions. I'm personally betting that Nico does not play. I would hope that he does, because let's face it, despite him also having a bad game, having some drops, he's the only guy that it consistently gets separation in a way that threatens a defense on this offense.
No, absolutely. I wouldn't expect it either, but I guess crazier things have happened, but it would be very, very rare for him to play. Christian Kirk, kind of the same way, but a different injury, although this is his second week with a hamstring, so maybe there's a chance, you know, that he could come back, but again, did not participate yesterday. So then the question becomes, as you mentioned, you know, where's the threat coming from? Hello, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz has been solid getting into spaces. It feels like even as much as there are deep routes in this offense, it doesn't feel like very much of them have been all that fruitful, because it all snap. Like, when you've been able to have a benefit on deep routes, it's because you've been really, really solid on the little things, right? Yeah. As much as we can get mad at them talking about, you just have to, you know, execute and stay on the chains and all of those things, that is the way that they were successful. It's just, how fair is it to expect at the highest level of football that we know into humanity for you to be damn near perfect in the way that you execute in order to open up deep shots.
Yeah.
So, how much do you have that from Dalton Schultz? And the only other person that I look at is somebody that they had previously been largely unwilling to give shots up until they had no other choice in this past game, which is Jalen Nowell.
Mm-hmm. My thing with it is, you know, how from a Niners perspective, where do you feel threatened? Where do you feel threatened with this?
If you're coming in and looking at it from the defensive side of this?
What do we have to take away? And I don't know how much, you know, they're mixing up. I haven't looked at the numbers. Maybe you have. How much they're mixing up zone and man in San Francisco these days. But I wouldn't expect them to play a whole lot of zone. I think they're going to end up manning up a lot of these guys and putting an extra guy in the box. Because the Texans, their only chance is to be able to establish the run.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Niners actually do play a good amount of zone. Don't forget that it's a similar defense.
No.
That Robert Saleh runs
to. Style-wise, yes. But, I mean, what have they been doing? They've been playing more zone? Because I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, this year the Niners, a lot of zone, a lot of cover three in particular, and then they'll get you with some cover four and cover six, which, of course, is quarters or quarter half, if you want to get real nerdy with it. But there's a lot of, you know, a lot of zone that comes out from this Niners team. And so maybe it's ultimately, can you death by a thousand cuts with the likes of Dalton Schultz in those zone spaces? But I do wonder how does, you know, coverage change for the entirety of these other guys? Because if we're going to be entirely honest, any game given game plan through the previous six games of this season, I imagine the defense goes number 12 and then everything else is fine.
Right. And that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm wondering. If Robert Saleh is going to kind of go against the grain and put an extra guy in the box saying you're not going to run and we're not worried about your receivers.
Oh, I could easily see a big base effort.
Right.
In this game.
And that's not good. That's not good because you talked about it just the other day, you know, about let's just chunk it up there. Let's just chunk it up there.
Well, as much as chunking it up there, I hope you do it with a little bit of more intention and purpose than we saw later in this game when it just felt like there was nothing doing. But no, you're right. Like without Nico Collins, the attention that he draws, I do wonder if they're just going to be able to sit on the run and then put, again, the Texans in a place where they are just dropping back and passing because this team, this offense clearly is not built to be able to just drop back and pass consistently. They need to have some level of, you know, I guess, run-pass dichotomy or run-pass conflict that the defense has to consider. I do think, though, there is, I was about to say a little bit of hope, but I'm not trying to be a hope merchant in this moment. But there's the thing that I do come to is, I know that in this league, you don't have to run the ball well in order to get some of that. But you need to be intentional about it. And this is where, again, you come to Nick Caley. Again, you come to the things that we've talked about time and time again. Are they going to implement those things? Are they going to use play action and execute play action in a way where the defense actually believes it's coming?
Right.
That was also an issue in this game is that you'd see them run play action and it'd be so ugly looking that people go, I know you're passing right now. I'm not biting on that and you don't get the effect that you desire off of it.
I mean, the Seahawks did. The Seahawks knew what was coming. We'll hear about that later, I'm sure. But they knew exactly what the Texans' approach was. So ultimately, let's get back to Nico Collins. Probably the only player on the offense that you didn't want to get hurt outside of the quarterback?
Yeah.
The only one.
He's the best player on this offense.
The only one.
That's the easiest way of saying this. Yeah. He is the single best player on this offense. Mm-hmm. And so without him, you are now looking at an offense where I guarantee you get a load more Xavier Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Which
Higgins.
Obviously, Jaden Higgins mm-hmm. has gotten his run. If Christian Kirk isn't going, it feels like they are forced to play Jalen Noel, even if it's going to be in tandem with Braxton Berrios. But those are the four guys that would be active.
Yeah.
Maybe, obviously, they bring up like Jared Wayne from your practice squad. That'd be what you're going with. And one of the things that's tough is like even your tight end situation. How much have we seen them trust Harrison Bryant in the pass game? Like, this is just – you are going to be down weapons. This becomes even more difficult if – really, I was going to say if one of those two guys doesn't play, but it is one of. It's just Nico. Without Nico, like I am real down on the possibilities of the passing game in this offense outside of Jalen Noel.
Yeah.
Really, like Jalen Noel is the bright spot right now, and I don't even know how confident they are in utilizing him because he's done little bits of what we saw Sunday.
And they didn't use him until they knew they had to.
There you go.
And a texter brought this up, and I fully expect this. Plenty of blitzes, too. Plenty of blitzes. They want to just get the ball out of C.J. Stroud's hands and be able to jump routes and see those bad throws. No, it doesn't stack up well offensively for this team right now.
No, and like that's the thing that's frustrating is that's the thing that has to happen. This defense had a +3 turnover differential mm-hmm. because they went and just took the ball away a good amount in that game versus Seattle Seahawks team, and it still felt like you were fighting to try and be within one score.
Yeah,
this offense has to come along, and I'm gonna be honest. I don't have hope that it does this week.
I agree with you.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Joe Flacco, the quarterback and savior of the Cincinnati Bengals, realized that there's something that he actually enjoys doing alone that he never thought he would. And so in honor of Joe Flacco, question of the day. What's something that you just prefer to do alone? 713-572-4610. We'll do it next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.